want to welcome into the studio now Jackie Haughey from Citizens Information. And we had a query, Jackie, about gift vouchers. There was new regulations introduced in December, I believe.
They did. It came in December, just nice in time for Christmas. So we'll just go through the new rules for gift vouchers. So just to say, a gift voucher is a voucher given as a present that you can exchange for goods or service. There are many benefits to gift vouchers, but there are also some risks. You may lose the gift voucher. It may expire before you can use it, or you may not be able to spend the balance on a gift voucher. It is important that you know the conditions and rules that apply before you buy a gift voucher. So what is a gift voucher? A gift voucher or any voucher, coupon or other document, including an electronic document, that can be used instead of money to pay or pay part of for goods or service. Gift vouchers come in many different forms, such as paper gift certificates, electronic cards or gift cards. They can be issued by a single business or for a group of shops, such as a shopping centre. When you buy a gift voucher and enter into a contract with the trader, the voucher is like cash that you hand over in exchange for goods and service. In the past, traders were free to set terms and conditions, for example, how and when the voucher can be used, as long as they didn't conflict with your consumer rights. Both you or the receipt of the trader are bound by these terms. Now, the new gift voucher legislation came into effect on the 2nd of December 2019 under the Consumer Protection Gift Voucher Act 2019. So the new rules state a gift voucher must not have no expiry date or be valid for at least 5 years. So there can be no expiry date on it or can have 5 years. Traders cannot specify that the gift voucher is spent in one transaction. Traders cannot change a fee to charge the name on the gift voucher. So that means if the gift voucher was to you and you wanted to give it to somebody else, some traders were charged and they cannot do that anymore. If the balance remain on the gift card is more than, or the gift voucher is more than a euro after you buy something with it, a trader must reimburse the balance to you. They can give you cash, make an electronic transfer or give you another gift voucher. There are exemptions to this rule. The new rules do not apply to vouchers that you can only use to buy specific goods and services at a discount price from a specific trader on a specific date or for a specific period of 3 months or less. For example, vouchers from deals like websites such as Groupon or Pigsback. Vouchers issued as part of a consumer loyalty or promotion scheme. Vouchers issued as a refund for goods you returned to a trader. Vouchers and gift cards sold before the 2nd of December 2019, the expiry period and the terms and conditions that applied at the time of the purchase applied from then. So they're saying the new rules do not apply to electronic money gift cards. So they're just putting them, traders used to be able to say what they liked about gift cards, that they're valid for this amount of time. If there was money left on it, they didn't reimburse you, they made you spend the money. So the new rules now, your gift card must last at least 5 years or no expiry date on it. Now, what is an electronic money gift card? In general, electronic money gift cards, for example, One For All gift cards, are cards that can be used in a number of different shops. Electronic money gift cards are registered under the European Consumer Electronic Money Regulations 2011. The central bank is responsible for enforcing these regulations. So under the regulations, you must be informed of the conditions before redeeming the e-money, including any fees before you buy the card. Fees must be proportionate and in line with the costs actually incurred by the e-money issuer, that is, the business who issues the card for you. So there is different rules for electronic money gift cards. But just remember, the new rules now is that they have up to, since the 2nd of December this year, that it has to last at least 5 years or no expiry date on it. You have to be reimbursed if the balance left on it is over a euro, and you can't make you spend all the gift card on one purchase. Now, if anybody has any queries to do with this, that they've had be made, that the voucher was bought after the 2nd of December, so you can give us a ring and we'll get in touch with Consumer Rights for you, or you can drop up to see us. We open Monday to Friday from 9:30 to 4:00, and we just close from lunch from 12:30 to 1:30. We are not an appointment based service, we're a drop in, and you can drop in to see us or give us a ring at 0761 078 119. And just to say, now that it is a new year, we have a Cava clinic that we're open to take appointments. Anybody has any problems with tax or starting their own business, give us a ring at 0761 078 190 if you want to make an appointment to come up and see an accountant, and it's a free service. Our will service is also back in place. You can give us a ring if you want to make a will. As I said, it's free. And just to say that our outreaches are back up and running from next week. We will be in Beaumont Hospital every Thursday morning, and we're in Omni Shopping Centre every Tuesday morning.
Right, and we'll just repeat that again, that vouchers brought before
December 2nd.
They're not,
don't come into this regulation, and there would be a date on them.
Yeah.
But they would have made sure, because they were aware that these regulations are coming out. But anybody who bought gift vouchers since the 2nd of December for Christmas presents, it can't say 5 years on it or no date. You don't have to spend it all in the one transaction. And after buying anything, if there's more than a euro left on it, you have to be reimbursed. Either put the money back into your account, and they can give you another credit note, but you have to be reimbursed.
And it happened to us that we had a, my daughter had a gift voucher for a shopping centre. I won't mention the name of the shopping centre. But what was it they said? It had to be used by a certain period of time, and after that time they deducted money off it every week.
Or I've had somebody in last year that had got a present for golf lessons, and it didn't say on it, and when they didn't go back till about 9 or 10 months later, and the golf, whoever was doing the lesson, said, oh no, that only lasts 6 months. But now they eventually got it, but it didn't stay on that 6 months or no months. They just said, oh no, it's their policy, but they weren't informed of the policy. And I think there's a lot of this. That's why this new regulation comes out. It's covering
anyway,
the consumer.
They're good, these new regulations. This is a lot of people will look for them.
This is it.
Okay, Jackie, listen, thanks very much
You're
for
very
that
welcome.
Okay.